This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hour three of the G-Bag Nation. We are now just an hour and 15 minutes away from Brian Broaddus' little Nitro Gummy Bear payoff as we roll on here. Pre-game Sunday, 9 o'clock, with the kickoff at noon. New Orleans Saints in town to take on your Cowboys. And joining us now for more perspective on the Saints is New Orleans Times Picayune writer Luke Johnson. Covered the Saints down there. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
So how much are the Saints getting it figured out here in the post-Peyton and Breeze era?
Well, I mean, it looked really good last week. Another big question is how much of that was the Panthers and how much of that was the Saints. You know, I think a lot of us were really excited to see what this new offense would look like with Clint Kubiak calling plays. You know, he brought over a lot of the same concepts that they used with great success over there in San Francisco. And you've seen that the branches of that tree have a lot of success across the league. Then they go out and they score on their first nine possessions and everything looks great against Carolina. But I think you're talking about a whole different animal here with the Dallas Cowboys. I think a lot of us are intrigued to see what it looks like against them.
How's the personnel gone about learning that new Kubiak style?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, obviously they went through all their big installs this off season. And, you know, everybody talked about how, you know, it was pretty player friendly, pretty easy to pick up. You know, the verbiage was a lot less chaotic than the stuff they use under Sean Payton, where you had these, you know, 25 word salad play calls that don't make any sense to anybody who's not inside the building. So it's kind of stripped down. And I think the thing that is most interesting is that they've taken a lot of stuff off Derek Carr's plate. You look at some of these offenses and what they've done across the league, and you know, you see it obviously in San Francisco with what Shanahan's doing with Brock Purdy, and he's the guy, right? And then you look at, you know, Mike McDaniel's gotten a lot out of Tua Tagovailoa, and Bobby Slowick had C.J. Stroud playing like one of the best NFL quarterback rookies in NFL history. So, I think one of the things they do is they say, like, look, this is all going to work within the scheme of the offense, and we don't want you to be doing, you know, a bunch of stuff up at the line of scrimmage and making checks and calls and having all this stuff on your plate. A lot of it is going to be taken care of for you. And, you know, we're going to be doing this like kind of pure progression system where it's like 1, 2, 3 ball out. I think for a guy like Derek Carr, who for the majority of his career has had a lot of control at the line of scrimmage, this has actually allowed him to kind of free things up and just kind of play within the system. And it looked really good in week one. Now, again, they ran for 180 yards and they didn't, you know, I think they only allowed 5 pressures the entire game. I think you could probably knock both of those numbers way down or way up, depending on what your perspective is against the Dallas Cowboys in their front.
Hey, Luke, sat down and watched the defense, and I really don't know which way they're going to attack in this game, because I don't know if it was about Carolina and that quarterback, or is this a coordinator in Dennis Allen that's trying to create pressure because he doesn't think he can get home with 4. Do you have any ideas which way this thing might go?
I mean, I think it would be I think it was more kind of who they were playing. You know, he's a young quarterback. They feel like they can kind of throw some stuff at him that he's not going to expect, and that I think they know they're not going to get that with Dak. So, look, any Dennis Allen defense, you know, going back to any of his teams here with the Saints, like they all want to win with four,
right?
And they don't want to blitz if they can help it. And I think that's going to be the case this week. It would be really surprising me if they just sent a bunch of pressure packages at Dak. You know, they want to see what Chase Young can do. You know, against you know, whether it's Tyler Guyton or
Steele.
Yeah. Sorry. Thank you.
No problem.
You know, they want to see what he can do, and they want to see what Carl Granderson can do. And you know, I think they have an interesting, you know, third down package where. Yeah, they've got four pass rushers on the field. They'll slide Cam Jordan on, you know, into the inside. You know, right. A guy who's probably going to be a Hall of Fame player. Definitely not the same player he was 5 years ago, but you know, they'll slide him inside, and they've got Brian Brzee, their first round pick last year, a really nice interior pass rusher. So I think they can win with four. I don't know if they can do it against this Cowboys offensive line. No, you know, I think they're a really solid unit. I think Guyton and BB were both really strong additions to that group, and you know they've obviously had a ton of success. They know how to coach those guys up, but I do think that's how they're going to want to approach this one.
Chatting with Luke Johnson here, Saints writer in the G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. You brought up, you know, offensive line there. Fuaga questionable, hasn't practiced the last 2 days, and then Marshon Lattimore as well, also questionable, hasn't practiced the last 2 days. Those would be two huge losses for the Saints. Any update on their status possibly for Sunday?
Well, we talked to Dennis Allen after practice today, and you know, he seems like he feels like he's in a pretty good spot with Fuaga. You know, this is something he dealt with in training camp as well, and he missed a preseason game when they were doing that, but I don't know if it was, you know, just because it's a preseason, they don't want to throw him out there for that. You know, it might be a situation where they feel kind of comfortable with him going out there. And you know, for a rookie, he's a guy who they actually feel pretty okay with if he misses some practice time, which is kind of a big departure from the way the Saints have traditionally done business. Like if you didn't practice, you don't play. I don't think that's the case with them anymore. So he could be out there, and they desperately need him. You know, for a guy who's only playing in his second NFL game, he might be their second best offensive lineman. They're really, really thin there, really talent deficient. It could be a problem for him if he doesn't play. Lattimore, I'm a lot less optimistic about it from a Saints perspective. He said he was feeling okay after the game on Sunday, but you know, he didn't practice all week, and yeah, you know, I think a hamstring is a thing where you don't want to aggravate that and have it be a lingering issue. So they said he's going to be kind of like a game day decision, but I'd be kind of probably leaning toward him not playing. And they can weather the storm a little bit better at corner than they could at offensive tackle. You know, they've got Kool-Aid McKinstry, their second round draft pick, who they really like. They can fill him in for Lattimore. And still feel pretty good. I mean, Lattimore missed, I think, 10 games last year, and they still finished with that, you know, top 10 passing defense. That one's a little bit easier to manage. But one of the things that they do with Lattimore is they have him tail the opposing team's number one, and obviously that's a big deal in this game. So you're talking about, you know, potentially Alante Taylor, their slot corner, having to go up against one of the NFL's best wideouts. That's a mismatch. That's something they've got to consider, but I'm just kind of leaning toward him not being available.
Alvin Kamara had a bit of a turn back the clock game on Sunday. What do you think about the way they're using him in this new offense?
Man, it's so exciting. It's been really frustrating watching him have to play in this offense the last couple of years. It's like they didn't really know how to use him. They were trying to use him as kind of the traditional bell cow back. And you wondered whether he still had it. You know, you wonder whether he still had his fastball because, look, it's been 2 years since he had a 20-plus yard run. And, you know, seeing them get him in the open field, it was awesome. You get to see what the guy could still do, and he's still clearly a very good player. I think it's something that we were all kind of anticipating because he looked really good in training camp, but you just never really know until you see him go up against another team. He didn't really do much in the preseason. I feel like this run game is always going to be, when you're talking about like a Kubiak offense, even going back to what his dad did with the Broncos and the Houston Texans and Terrell Davis and Arian Foster. And that, you know, there's these running backs have huge years in this system, and you can see why. They were for all the talk that their offensive line has gotten, and it's been a lot, especially locally. They've been kind of trashed all off season. They were paving some big holes, and they were getting Alvin Kamara in space, and lo and behold, he looks great. Can they do it again this week? I don't know, but like I think in terms of like the overall season, we're going to see something a lot closer to like the 2020 Alvin Kamara than we have in a long time. And I think that's really exciting for Saints fans.
So, Luke, in NFL cities where the team isn't running something like a McVay or Shanahan or now Clint Kubiak style offense, you know, there's people there who are following the trends and looking at the metrics of what kind of an advantage you get with this motion at the snap and these kind of concepts. How powerful and exciting is it to see it, you know, taking root inside the organization that you cover? And what's been sort of the reaction from the fans as this thing is coming to fruition?
Well, I'll tell you, just from my perspective, it makes it a lot more entertaining to watch the game. It feels like it's a lot harder to predict what they're going to do. Yeah, they were running the same offense from 2006 to 2023. There are variations of it. And you can do that when you've got Drew Brees pulling the trigger, and you know he's like a human supercomputer back there, and he makes everything go. But when you take a Hall of Fame quarterback out of that and ask somebody to go do what Drew Brees is doing, it just looks boring and flat. So it's been great. I mean, they were, I think, number two or number one in the NFL in pre-snap motion usage this week. They were.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Dead last in the NFL last year. They were top five in play-action usage. They were dead last in the NFL last year. It's just refreshing to see some new ideas. I can tell you confidently that the Saints fan base is all about it because, they've just been – I mean, it was so – apathetic here this offseason. Like nobody cared just because they've been kind of the same boring version of a mediocre NFL team for the last couple of years, and it's just injected some life into the fan base.
Do those fans have any love for Dak?
You know, I don't know. I think there's a lot of people, around here who just like with anywhere, just like kind of irrationally hate the Cowboys. So even though he's a Louisiana product, they're like, well, he didn't go to LSU. So, and he plays for the Cowboys. So like, no love lost here. But I'm sure, if Dak didn't sign that mega contract and he was a free agent next year, everybody would have been like, let's please go get Dak. He's a really good player, man.
Hey, you mentioned the fan apathy. How critical is this season for Dennis Allen and Derek Carr?
It's huge. If you would have told me before the year that they would have gone 10-7 and you know, won a mediocre NFC South and gotten into the playoffs, I think people would have been pissed off, you know, because they don't like they had so much dislike for him, or at least the, you know, we'll call it, let's call it the vocal minority, right? The people you see on Twitter or, you know, whatever, talking about the team. They just couldn't stand either of those guys. So, yeah, they've got a lot of work to do, both Dennis Allen and Derek Carr, to just kind of like reset what the fan base thinks of them here. But, you know, a really, really good first step. Yeah. People can say all they want about how much they don't care what the team does. They want those guys out of here. But like, if they go out and they're top five in the NFL in scoring, and they're fun every week, and they're, you know, competitive and pushing for real legitimate playoff spots and positioning, I think people change their minds. But it's up to them to do it. And you know, this is really where they're going to start to be tested. I mean, the first like 5-6 weeks of the season are pretty brutal. I mean, they open up with Carolina, great, but they go to Dallas and then Philadelphia, then they got to go on the road to Atlanta, and then they got Kansas City, then Tampa Bay right after that. It's that's tough. If they can get through that stretch looking okay, and you know, not looking like they're heading for another losing or mediocre season, I think people feel pretty good around here.
Luke Johnson, New Orleans Times-Picayune, thank you so much for your insights. A terrific report, sir.
My pleasure, guys. Talk to you soon.
It's Luke. He's out of here. That's a good one right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. You know, good information there on this football team trying to emerge here. Obviously, you get excited about beating Carolina. They finished last year strong, but they haven't beaten anybody good. You know, so they're looking at this as a huge opportunity, but they're a touchdown dog coming into AT&T Sunday kickoff at noon, pregame at 9. Top 10s next. Well, Chuck, what do we got?
Chatting with Eric about a potential idea, and we're going to do it. Top 10 most disgusting foods in the world. What's the most disgusting thing you've ever put in your mouth? 877-881-1053. We got some big CMC news. And Drew Brees talking about that Mike Zimmer defense. That's next in the nation.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.